The trial of one of the officers charged in the botched raid that killed Breonna Taylor continues today in Louisville. Former police officer Brett Hankison is facing up to 5 years in prison on 3 felony counts. Now, those charges are not connected to Breonna Taylor's death, but for shots that Hankison fired that went through a wall and entered a neighbor's apartment. Joining us now is Roberto Roldan. He is a reporter at member station WFPL in Louisville. He's been covering this trial. Roberto, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
And first, can you remind us about this case? It's been nearly 2 years since police in Louisville shot and killed Breonna Taylor in her own home during a raid. It spurred nationwide protests for police reform. How does Brett Hankison play into all this?
Yeah, so just to remind folks, I mean, Breonna Taylor was a 26-year-old Black woman living here in Louisville. Police were executing about half a dozen search warrants on March 13th of 2020 as part of an ongoing narcotics investigation. And it was focused around a man named Jamarcus Glover, who was Taylor's ex-boyfriend. And around midnight that day, police rammed down the door of her apartment after they say no one was responding to knocking. And when the door opened, Taylor's boyfriend at the time, Kenneth Walker, fired a shot at police. The police then returned 32 shots, some of which hit Taylor, who was unarmed at the time. And then she died at the end of that hallway. Walker said that he later shot at police because he thought that they were intruders. One of the officers who had fired their weapons, one of three, was Brett Hankison.
And some of those shots went through Breonna Taylor's apartment and into the apartment of Cody Etherton, who said he woke up as this raid was happening, along with his girlfriend and their 5-year-old son, was in the neighboring apartment. He heard banging on the door and then walked towards his living room. And then here's how he described what happened next.
Just debris started going past my head, my face, which I pretty much knew because, I mean, I heard the shots, pretty much knew that it was gunfire coming through the wall.
So this case is about Officer Hankison allegedly endangering their lives. How is the prosecution making its case?
Yeah, so far, essentially what they're alleging is that Hankison fired blindly and could not see any target when he was shooting. And so therefore, essentially what he did was sort of act recklessly. They also allege that he acted with what's called extreme indifference to human life.
Mm-hmm. And what's his defense?
So in terms of his defense, I think so far we've only really heard opening statements from his defense attorney, Stu Matthews, who's out of Cincinnati. Matthews has argued that Hankison's actions that night were reasonable and justified, given that police were shot at first.
If you could step back for just a moment, because Breonna Taylor's death, as we well know, led to calls for justice and accountability there in Louisville and across the country. The state's attorney general decided not to bring charges against officers in that case. So how is this trial, do you think, stirring up wounds in the community in what has been a very difficult 2 years?
So it's difficult to say, really. I think when you talk to activists and, you know, community leaders who were in Louisville who in 2020 were out in the streets for months protesting for justice for Breonna Taylor, I think what they would tell you is that they don't think that this trial really does that. And the fact that these are the most serious charges that any of the officers faced, I think to them is a bit of a disappointment.
Roberto Roldan is a reporter at WFPL News in Louisville. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Peter.